WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, a made-for-TV movie called Gotham premieres on the Showtime cable network. Television critic David Bianculli says it's more stylish than your average thriller.
It's a real familiar setting right out of a Raymond Chandler mystery. The tough guy private eye, the guy with a lot of scruples but very little money, sees a shadow on his frosted glass office door. In walks a strange-looking little guy acting very nervous and offering the detective a bundle of money if he'll take his case. But listen, because even though the setting and characters are familiar, the plot isn't.
I want you to find my wife. Shouldn't be hard. She's in New York. She's following me.
If she's following you, why don't you just stand still, let her catch up to you?
I don't want to see her. I want you to see her. I want you to tell her... Tell her to leave me alone.
I'm not following this, Mr. Rand. Are you and your wife divorced?
No.
Wouldn't that be a logical place to start if you really want her off your back?
No, I can't divorce my wife, Mr. Mallard.
Why not?
My wife was killed in a boating accident in 1975.
I beg your pardon?
My wife is dead.
That's Tommy Lee Jones as Detective Eddie Mallard, and Colin Bruce as his obviously disturbed client. It's the opening scene from Gotham. Gotham is written and directed by Lloyd Fonvielle, who directs better than he writes. Even so, Gotham is something special, thanks to its wonderful ghostly mood, and, most of all, thanks to its wonderful ghost. Virginia Madsen plays the client's very ex-wife, and she and Tommy Lee Jones turn this into a very electrifying and interesting showcase. Eddie's client is convinced that his dead wife is haunting him and hires Eddie to tail him until she appears. Eddie plays along, but he's understandably skeptical, even when his client says he sees her and orders Eddie to cross the street and find out what she wants. The alleged ghost is looking at a store display window and dressed like she just stepped out of one.
That man thinks you're his dead wife. Come back from the grave to haunt him. He asked me to come tell you to leave him alone.
That's the wildest line I've ever heard in my life.
It's not a line.
You're pretty good at it, too. What am I supposed to do now?
Well, if you could talk to me for a few minutes, it'd really help.
Right here.
Right here.
Out of the question. I've been on my feet all morning.
Can I buy you a cup of coffee?
You can buy me a drink, as long as it's someplace expensive.
It won't spoil the story to reveal that she actually is a ghost, but it would ruin the story to say anything else, so I won't. Except that it's a great concept, and that some of the images and love scenes are unforgettable, and that if the script was as good as the photography, Gotham would be a classic. It's not. But it is classy. And Virginia Madsen, who was so good in an earlier cable movie, HBO's Long Gone, is such a great, gorgeous ghost that it's spooky. And so is Gotham.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.